Something that I think we can definitively say about ghosts is that they don't care. Now, let's put it into context. They don't care if we believe in them or not. They're there. You can believe, you could not believe. If they want to be known, if they want you to know that they are there, they will get it done. And you can deny all you want. You can reason all you want. But if they want to be known, they'll let you know. Now, some are more respectful than others, it seems. Many cases where someone is bothered by the spirit of maybe a once living person and a mutual agreement is worked out, so to speak, saying, hey, you know, please don't scare me. Please don't let me know you're here. And voila, it gets quiet. In other cases, they don't care. just some people will be the same way. A nosy neighbor or a loud neighbor. Please turn down the music. They don't care. The music keeps going no matter. Ghosts, just like people. Their own temperamental personalities. In today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear four very interesting stories of people and their interactions with the other side. We're going to find out who the ghostly girl was, or attempt to, that was standing in a hallway late one night, terrifying a child. Also, the story of a stubborn father's refusal to believe in ghosts, going all the way to mocking them, to challenging them, resulting in a home infested with spirits that he really is having a hard time denying exists. Also, paranormal investigators go into an investigation with no protection, and they end up bringing back dark spirits into their own lives. And a man returns to the scene of a childhood paranormal event, only to have his second encounter with the other side take place at the very same spot the first one did many, many years ago. Great ghost stories lined up for you today in EPP bonus episode number 288 of Real Ghost Stories Online. I'm Tony Versky. Stay with us. Kids sometimes watching a horror movie can have results beyond just getting scared while watching the movie. Can produce nightmares, can cause anxiety, can cause all sorts of things. I remember as a child watching Thriller. I was obsessed. I thought, oh, this is so awesome. All 12 or 14 minutes of it, I'd watch it over and over and over. And then one night, I myself, when I was told it's time to go to bed, I swear to God, I saw the zombie character standing in front of my door and all the doors that I would have to go through in order to get to my bedroom. Now, I don't look at that as a paranormal experience. I know my mind was really playing tricks on me because as quickly as I saw them, they went away as well. That was an overactive imagination. But sometimes when children see something in the dark that they shouldn't be seeing, they're not even really in that fear mode, that just somehow it pops there and they're seeing something. It is paranormal. It's not just an overactive imagination. There is something with intent to scare, to frighten, to torment, to whatever. In our next story, we hear about that. Some children watch a horror movie. Later in the night, one goes to use the bathroom. But they're not even thinking about the horror movie, not even scared at this moment in time. They're just about to going about their life, doing their things. And something that wasn't even in the horror movie appears in the hall. More so shocking because they think it might be a sibling until they realize very soon after, oh my God, that's not my sister. What the hell is that? Take a listen. I'd like to note that I'm not sensitive. I think that the only reason that I had any encounters with anything beyond the grave is that I was young and very open to things like that. So here is my story. It began when I was around the age of 7 or 8. I was with my mom and my brother. We were at my mom's boyfriend's house with his 2 children. They were both older than me and my brother. Brooke and Daniel were the 2 kids' names. Brooke had long blonde hair. This will be an important detail, so make sure to keep that in the back of your mind while reading the rest of this. I also need to mention that ever since I could remember, I've loved all things scary and paranormal. But anyways, back to the story. Since I like scary things, at night, we watched a movie that I picked, and I chose the movie It, the original, by Stephen King. I wasn't scared by the movie much, but my brother and Daniel were, because my brother is a big wussy and Daniel was afraid of clowns, which is a pretty legitimate fear for a teen, but I was 7 or 8 and I could handle it, so in my opinion, he was also a wuss. But anyways, after the movie, we all went to bed. All the kids and I were in one room, and my mom and her boyfriend were in the other. The upstairs wasn't that big. It was 2 rooms, 1 bathroom, and no hall. So from one room, you could see into the other by looking out the door. This house was built in the early 80s, so the locks on the door were also pretty weird. You had to push them in, then twist, and let go very fast, or it wouldn't lock or unlock. Anyways, we were all tucked in, and my mom's boyfriend did a little prayer with us that night before we went to sleep. I was on the floor, and my brother was on one bed, and Brooke was on one bed, too. Daniel decided to sleep downstairs on the couch. After the prayer, he left the room and turned off the lights. I had a very restful night, and when I was younger, I always woke up pretty early. So that day, I woke up around 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. to go to the bathroom, popped off the floor, and checked to see if anyone was awake. My brother and Brooke were still sleeping, so I turned to go to the bathroom, and right in front of me, like 5 to 6 feet away, was a girl with long blonde hair staring down the stairwell, murmuring. I was like, wow, how did Brooke get past me so fast in my head? So I looked over at Brooke in bed and then back at the girl in the hallway. So by now, I'm extremely confused and I realize, crap, that's not a human. So I did what I thought was best. I ran as fast as I could into the bathroom, passing whatever that thing was. It locked the door. It took me a while because of the stupid mechanism and the fact that I was freaking out. So I'm thinking that I only have so long until it walks through the door and gets me for like 10 minutes, which felt like hours to me. It was silent, almost too silent. I took the liberty to use the bathroom while I was there. When I was done using the bathroom, the doorknob started jiggling vigorously. So now I'm crying my eyes out. This goes on for like 5 minutes. Then as abruptly as it started, it stops. And I'm so scared. I don't want to open the door. Then I hear my mom say, "What's wrong, buddy?" It's my nickname back then. And I yell, "Is it gone?" Frantically. Then she responded with, "Is what gone?" And that's where we're going to pause the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 288 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Thank you for the support. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to hear the rest of this, become an extra podcast person, an EPP at ghostpodcast.com or through the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. You'll get access to the rest of this episode, as well as all 288 bonus episodes. You get advanced episodes of our program weeks before the release to the public, as well as a free e-copy of our best-selling book. You get our audiobook as well, and a whole bunch of other great extras, all just waiting for you. Ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories. Check it out. Support the show. Keep us on the air. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening. Let the moment come and go, like a fire burning low. I was in the panic's arms, and it held me tightly. You can die but still survive, on a screen and on a line. You can leave and not come back, but you will not beat it. I remember crystal clear, like a truck plowed into deer. Scales falling from
sway.